broadcasting live from the beautiful Legacy Theater in Alpharetta, Georgia, for Code Launch Atlanta 2021, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Now, here's your hosts.
And we are back with Code Launch Atlanta 2021, broadcasting live. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you with the Business Radio X Network. Next up on today's show, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Hitsnag.com, Mr. Aiden Pratt. Welcome to the show, man.
Glad to be here.
Well, I'm excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us about Hitsnag.
So Hitsnag basically lets your productivity tools not be a drag. So all you need to, well, you use email a lot, right? Like, you're always in and out. So a lot of people have to deal with productivity tools such as Notion, Trello, Google Docs, and they're dealing with support tickets, action items that just pop up in their email. And we just let you put that data where it needs to be for like a team, or, you know, you need to go back to it later and get through all these to-dos.
So what was the genesis of the idea?
I just email myself a lot.
So you email yourself a lot and you're like, I wish this would just go in the appropriate bucket.
Just go to the right spot.
So then you created code that does that automatically? That was...
Yes, sir.
And then are you the coder or do you have a tech person on the team?
So there were originally two founders and now he's going to Stanford, but now I'm manning the project. So I was originally CEO and I still am CEO.
So now what stage are you at? Is this thing out there in the wild or are you still testing it?
So it's actually out there in the wild and you can use it today. It's free at hitsnag.com and we have 1,000 people using it as we speak. I think it's about 1,300.
Now, what's the monetization behind it?
So currently we have a couple paid users and we're trying to increase engagement and see what our free users like the most and then eventually monetize those features by the end of the year.
Now, was this the first app you've ever created?
No, not by a long shot. I've been doing apps since I was nine. I was crazy addicted to this stuff.
So then how did you kind of decide when to bail on one and move on to the next one?
So it really depended on how much I learned. So my first company, I slowly realized it wasn't solving a market need. Then the second one, I was like the monetization problem, like all of these things kind of confusing. And then this one, it just depends on how much I learn and like the viability. So say I had a Chrome extension, right? There was one called Pop Hurdle. It helped you deal with, you know, like all of these pop-ups that happened. It was basically a privacy-based version of it. There was one called Popper Blocker that took data like from users. Like they took keystrokes. So it was very, very confusing to navigate that space. And some users didn't know that their data was compromised in that process. So Pop Hurdle was to solve that. Eventually, I decided to move on to Hitsnag because it seemed like it had a greater market opportunity.
So now everything you're doing is this to like find the, you know, the lottery ticket winner that this makes you millions of dollars?
No, it's really to be useful to people. So I like being useful. I really, really like making things people want. Ever since a little kid, I've just built things that like help solve the problems that I had myself. So I'm really, really looking into building something that can go big, but also just being able to go towards something that drives to product market fit.
So now, when you were deciding where to go to school, why'd you pick Georgia Tech?
Oh, it was my first choice, like hands down. So I grew up with tech. Apparently one of my friends hit me up and asked if I got in from fourth grade. And I'm like, wow, I really planned back then to now. I did not realize that. So it was a stressful senior year. But honestly, I love this place for the startup energy. You know, Chris Klaus, he's a legend. All these startups like Stored, Gimme Vending, like all of these places, like I've met some of these founders and they are like, it's exactly where I want to be. Like startups really help me explore every facet of like the way things work. And that's just how I drive my knowledge.
So now any advice for young people out there who maybe they thought I'm going to get a real job, but they decided, you know, they're on the fence about entrepreneurship because, you know, and it's an eat what you kill world as an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. So first things first, I would usually just say if you're in college or you're young, you have plenty of time. Like usually people are worried about, oh, I got to go get that internship or, oh, I got to go get this specific job. But there was one guy who's a senior at Tech who I'm literally trying to convince as we speak to start his own startup and come to the fellowship program. I was in this program called the Startup Exchange Fellowship, helped me launch Hitsnag almost 7 months ago. Very nice people. I was the only high schooler in that program, me and my co-founder. It was for college only, college students at Georgia Tech. And yeah, I'm just like, let's test that. I'm just going to knock on the door, say hi. I knew the guy in charge of the club. I'm like, I love this place. Like, and he's like, I don't know, man, but go talk to this guy. And then I went to talk to that guy. And then I went to another guy. And then somehow here we are, and we actually won the program. So for any young founder, just thinking, just remember that anything is possible. Like, I know it seems so cliche, but honestly, just do the things you care about and then remove the word can't from your vocabulary, and you will actually get to where you want to go.
So now what brings you to Code Launch?
Honestly, a bus. We just got here. We just got on this bus. I tried to convince my roomie. His name's Arvin. Shouts to Arvin. Met this legend over here. He's just standing over there. But helping other Georgia Tech students find entrepreneurship is a huge thing, and also networking, because my co-founder just dropped because he's headed to Stanford from Hitsnag. So right now I'm just like looking around for other co-founders, really just getting to know the ecosystem of Minute Tech. I've known it for many years, but I was there on campus for like 8 years, just walking around startups, and they're like, by the way, do you want to go here for college? I'm like, heck yeah. So now here we are, and just chilling here and sitting with you guys. This is awesome, by the way.
So now at Code Launch, what's your objective to get the most out of this event?
Honestly, just look around and have fun. There's some tech students that I'm with trying to build some friendships, and then also look at the Alpharetta tech scene. A little bit of that I've always been interested. I was actually the youngest member at the Atlanta Tech Village for a while. I pitched, and it's you've grown when you look back and cringe at what you've done sometimes. First pitch at the Atlanta Tech Village, really did not know what I was doing. Like, I was like very quiet about it, my idea, safeguarding it, and I'm like, yeah, no, now let's fix that and actually like be open, because then no one told me that. Like, I need my baby to be bullied. Like, I need to know like what's wrong with it. Is this actually a hair and fire problem? So just getting up here, seeing what the tech scene is like up here, seeing like awesome things like what you guys are doing.
So now if somebody wants to learn more about Hitsnag, what's the best way?
Hitsnag.com. That's HITSNAG.com. Basically, it's free right now. Feel free to go and just sign up yourselves if you use any of that stuff.
Well, thanks for joining us, man. Keep up the good work.
Of course.
All right. We'll be back in a few with Code Launch Atlanta 2021.